planning for the weekend? It's Trina Mari here, and Dr. Niamh Shaw is on the line. She's wrecked. She's been travelling over the last few days from California. How are you, Niamh?
I'm great. I'm a little bit bug-like from the jet lag, but it's always lovely to be back in Ireland, you know, and particularly in June when the sun shines, you know, which is great.
What had you in California?
A couple of things. I have a good friend here, so I kind of base myself from here. But, you know, so a lot of the work that I do is in Europe. So I have my office in Strasbourg at the International Space University. And then obviously I'm based in Ireland. And just there's more and more space activities happening in the United States. So I'm back and forth just, you know, networking and building up contacts. And that's why I'm traveling all the time, trying to catch all the news and share it with as many people as possible.
So for anyone who's not familiar with what you do, Niamh, explain what your job is.
It's a kind of a made up job, Trina. You can't do a course in a university for it. I guess the closest thing would be a course in science communication. But I'm kind of an artist and a scientist. And my passion is space. But it's really about trying to bring science to people who feel that science isn't for them. That's essentially what I'm doing. People of all ages, not just schools, but actually kind of parents and older people and people who kind of fell by the wayside, who had a bad relationship with maths in school or whatever. Kind of everything I do, I make events always with those people in my head. Yeah. So every time I make a video, every time I have somebody on my podcast, every time I write something or talk about something or go on a kind of a space adventure, the way I'm trying to share it is I'm trying to talk to people who feel that this topic isn't for them. I'm trying to make people fall in love with their curious minds. Mm-hmm. And so what I do is my passion is space. And I think the reason why this is so important to me was I was quite late in life pursuing the thing that I love most of all, which is space, because I didn't feel like someone like me could possibly have a career like that. I never felt when I was doing my leaving cert that I was smart enough to study, you know, aeronautical engineering. So I think it comes from that. And so the second part of what I do is I'm on this quest to get to space as a sort of a reporter or a communicator in what I do, it kind of in a way to sort of defy who I thought I was in my early years. And it's sort of like an experiment, an artistic experiment for all the people that I'm trying to communicate with when I'm going on these space adventures to say, see what happens when you allow yourself want more and don't let any people who stopped you or made you think that you can't do something stop you from moving forward if you have a passion for it. What I do is as much about creativity, it's about inspiring, and then it's about kind of sharing all the delicious information that I like to hopefully make people kind of go, what am I interested in? And kind of break down any barriers that they have along the way. Yeah. So it's communications essentially is what I do.
And Niamh, is the goal then for you to get out into space one of these days? Would you go?
Oh yeah. Oh my God, Trina, I go in a heartbeat. Yeah. Oh my God, are you kidding me? I go in a heartbeat. But it's kind of like the middle of you know, the way every story has a beginning, middle and end, like a once upon a time, and then they all lived happily ever after. So the middle of the story is getting to space. So it's all about, so the work I'm doing now, which is all this communicating, is to kind of earn the right to go to space. But it's also to gather all these people with me so that when I go, that seeing me do it has an impact on all the people that I've met before and makes them kind of go, oh my God, that's that crazy woman who said she was going to do it and now she's doing it. And then the real work then starts afterwards to kind of go back and continue those conversations that I started with people and keep having chats with people about it. So yes, I go to space, but I want to go to space many times. You know, it's part of the communications kind of cycle. You know, I go to NASA Kennedy and I cover a launch of one of our European astronauts, and then I come back and share it. So it's never about just going to NASA Kennedy. It's always about, oh my God, I have to talk about this. So it would be the same about going to space.
Yeah, I love the way you say when I go to space rather than if I go to space. It's definitely on the plan.
Yeah, you have to though. You know, like I would be somebody that would have always stood back. And, you know, it's an Irish thing, I think, as well. Cap in hand saying, thank you so, or sure, go on. No, I can't. I can't. You know, that kind of Mrs. Doyle thing of Father Ted. I think as Irish people, that's what we do. We stand back. And sometimes it kind of limits us in our heads about what we are allowed to do. And so I've done a lot of work in kind of going, when I go to space, and just putting all those positive spins on it when I talk about it. Because if I don't, nobody's going to make it happen. I have to make it happen for myself.
Yeah. You know? So how do they decide who gets to go? I mean, is it a matter of you have to kind of pitch and say, this is the reason I deserve to go?
Well, there's lots of different schemes now. Obviously, you have to be an astronaut. If you're going to go with an official space agency, you know, the majority, you know, 99.99% of the people that are selected are astronauts. So that's a very difficult process. It's a very difficult selection process. I would never make the criteria at my age. So it's never been about being an astronaut. It's about being kind of a citizen to get to go. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to plead the case for an agency, hopefully the European Space Agency, when they have budgets and when they realise the importance of having a communicator go to space who can just devote 2 weeks, say, on board the International Space Station. What I'm trying to do is be on that list. I'm trying to kind of be, you know, there is no one better qualified for this job than me.
But you can pay for it too, can't you? If you're loaded, like.
You've got these public enterprises now that are offering kind of very short flights up into the, you know, the upper atmosphere of Earth, almost into space. Some say it's space. It's debatable. You know, it's around what the line called the Kármán line. And the Kármán line is the line at which, you know, you can't really fly above it for airplanes and stuff. So it's kind of loosely described as space. And that's 80 miles or 100 kilometers. And that's even kind of coming down lower. Now, you've got companies like Blue Origin, and you've got companies like Virgin Galactic. And then you've got companies like Space Perspectives. And they're all starting to offer opportunities for the public, but they're all really expensive, you know. So again, you could be lucky. Mr. Bezos, who runs Blue Origin, could kind of go, right, well, we want to give somebody a free trip, and you know, if that's a competition or something, I'd apply. And again, if my work gets better known in America, I've better chances of, yeah, you know, coming, yeah, on their radar than not. So everything I'm doing now is sort of pleading the case. And so all the content that I make on my YouTube, on my website and my blogs and newsletters and podcasts, it's all about kind of, you know, if they go and go, who, Niamh Shaw? And they go Google me and they go, oh my God, she's done a ton of stuff, you know?
Yeah. So it's like, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Niamh. I'll enter every competition, right? There is. And then if I win, I'll give you my ticket, because there isn't a hope in hell of getting me
there. Thank you. Oh, good. I'll take your.
I'd be so afraid of something happening, though. Do you not have that fear?
Well, it's a lovely way to go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it does happen. You know what I mean? Like it would be, you know, I think you have to kind of get pragmatic. Who knows when? Nobody knows when our last moments happen. I guess I'm not somebody who dwells too much on that, because, you know, there are unfortunate accidents happen all the time, and it's sort of like a lottery. So you just have to keep moving forward. And if that happens, then that's the risk I'll take. But yeah. I don't really feel the risk of doing this is any less than hopping on an aeroplane or getting in a car. If I had to go and I was told, Niamh, you get to choose, I'd go, oh yeah, that'd be one of my preferred ways of going, because at least I'd have this amazing view for the last seconds of my life, you know.
How much of the flights, actually, I'm calling them the flights, I don't know if that's even the right term or not, through the likes of Virgin Galactic, is that like a quarter of a million or something like that?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Quarter of a million. I don't know. Nobody knows how much the Blue Origin one is, but we know that the very first time they had the very first flight, what they did was they auctioned off one of the seats, and I believe it went for 28 million.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know what the cost of the seats are, but it can't be too much, because you're only up in the air for like 10 or 20 minutes. Like they couldn't really charge, you know, I don't see.
But
how
it's not going to be a 99 euro return with your baggage. So we might.
Not yet, but it might be in 10 years' time. You know, it might just become so common. You know, like that's the thing. It might get, you know, I think the cost will go down, so that I think people who are teenagers now, I think they'll go to Las Vegas or something, and part of it is this suborbital experience. You know what I mean? I think it will be like the bungee jump or the, you know, in time, but just at the moment, it's just too expensive. I think that's where it's going to be.
Isn't that incredible?
I know.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So tell me about what is happening at UCD today.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous, but I'm so excited, but I'm nervous, but I'm excited, but I'm nervous, but I'm excited. So I am going to interview Chris Hadfield. So Chris Hadfield is a Canadian astronaut, now retired, but he took a special fondness for Ireland on his last mission in 2013. And so he started tweeting about Ireland at a time when nobody was really talking about Ireland much from the International Space Station. And we kind of fell in love with him, and he kind of became the closest thing we have to an official Irish astronaut. So he will be on stage with me from 2 p.m. till 3 in the O'Reilly Hall. And I get to have a chat with him and ask him any question that I want. Obviously, I've been working very hard in it and preparing and reading all about him, but yeah. I already know an awful lot about him because he's a big hero of mine. I'm just so excited and terrified.
I'd say, Niamh, you'd love to have more than an hour with him to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you could ask questions all day long. Yeah.
And you know what's mad, Trina? When he came here, so his mission, he came back in March 2013 and he came back in December. He had a book out, An Astronaut's Guide to Life on Earth, I think it was. And he was at the Science Gallery and he had a book launch. And I got my book signed by him. And a woman in the queue took a picture of me standing beside him. And in 2013, I hadn't even really started on kind of my own space quest. So it's 9 years later. So it's kind of, it's interesting. And it's back to what I said before. It's interesting what happens when you start to activate the thing that you want and you don't really have a plan. You just go, I'm just going to move forward. Now I've gone from standing almost like photobombing him, you know, in December 2013. And now I'm going to be on a stage interviewing him.
Okay. So what I need to do is I need to photobomb Beyonce and I'll be a pop star.
There you go.
It could happen. You never know. Quite unlikely. But you never know.
Be in our group. Yeah, you just don't know. I'm honoured, and it's my old college as well. So thank you, UCD.
You know your way around. Perfect.
I do.
Thanks a million.
I know where the canteen is. See you soon.
Talk to you soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.